welcome to the 4K Blu-ray review on the Multimedia Men Podcast Network, where we review Blu-rays and 4Ks in order to help you decide if it's cool or not so cool to buy some of these Blu-rays and 4Ks with your hard-earned money. But it is October. It's almost Halloween. Shit. It's getting fun. It's getting scary. There's candy everywhere. Yeah, I'm very excited. As you can tell, I'm Brian Kluger with Boomstick Comics and High Def Digest, and this is the 4K Blu-ray review on the Multimedia Men Podcast Network. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher Radio, go to Google Play, go to Player FM. You'll see us. You'll see us on there. Just look up Boomstick Comics, look up the Multimedia Men. You'll find tons of podcasts, such as My Bloody Podcast, where we talk about horror movies, or The Unbalanced Note, where we talk about music, or The Mediocrity, where we talk about all sorts of nerdy things like video games and Star Wars. And then there's even a pro wrestling show called Wrestling is Everything. So, yeah, there's just tons of shows. Do it. It's fun. You get to hear tons of people talk about some groovy things. Today on the 4K Blu-ray review, we're not doing a horror movie. We are doing an interesting movie, a movie that probably seemed that it was so terrible you never want to see it, but in fact, actually, it's kind of good. I'm surprised. I am shocked. I don't believe that I liked it, but I did like it. This movie is called Uncle Drew, and you've probably seen the billboards or at least heard about it. Very orange and blue type of poster art, basketball players dressing up as old people and playing basketball. That's basically what the movie is. But yeah, this movie was directed by Charles Stone III, who you might remember. He directed that movie Drumline with Nick Cannon a long time ago. But more importantly, Charles Stone III got his start. He was the creator of that Budweiser commercial campaign. What up? What up? What up? That dude created that commercial and did it. And it was a huge phenomenon. And now he makes movies, which is kind of awesome. So yeah, he knows what he's doing here, of course. The movie stars a bevy of basketball players, including Kyrie Irving, Shaquille O'Neal, Chris Webber, Reggie Miller, Nate Robinson. Holy shit, you're bringing all these people back from my childhood. Or sort of childhood. I guess I was kind of older when these came out. But yeah, we'll see. It's cool. And then you have some actors in there. Nick Kroll, Tiffany Haddish, Mike Epps, J.B. Smoove, who I love. So what is Uncle Drew about? Actually, Uncle Drew is actually a character from Pepsi commercials from long ago, where he was kind of like an old basketball player who kind of like show up the young kids and give them a Pepsi type of shit. So yeah, those 30-second spots kind of turned into almost a 2-hour movie, which is kind of weird, but it works, you know, it works. So, Uncle Drew kind of, you've seen this story probably a lot of times, but actually, surprisingly, it has a lot of heart to it, even though you've seen this story in like characters play out many times before. So Uncle Drew, played by Kyrie Irving, he's like dressed up in old people makeup, gray hair, and he wants to enter the Rucker Classic, which is kind of like this basketball tournament in Harlem at Rucker Park. And he wants to get his old team back together and play and win. A younger guy helps him find his old teammates, including Shaquille O'Neal, who runs like a karate dojo, and a few others like Reggie Miller and Chris Webber and stuff like that. One of them who is an actual preacher now in the movie. So they get this team back together. Meanwhile, Nick Kroll's character, he's kind of the bad guy here, who's kind of sadistic. He's kind of hurt some of Uncle Drew's friends and players throughout the years, kind of stopped them from going pro and stuff like that. And he's trying to steal other players for this Rucker Classic. It's pretty interesting. Yes, Tiffany Haddish is in this movie too. She plays a horrible love interest who just is obsessed about money, but then there's a new love interest planet here. But what's cool about this movie is kind of like the underdog team, and this underdog team is, of course, very old people playing basketball. There's a lot of heart that goes to that. And much like the movie Barbershop with Ice Cube, a lot of that takes place. You know, like what Barbershop showed is that a community, a loving community can be based around a barbershop where people can like buy things and talk about all sorts of stuff going on in the neighborhood and not be judged and get advice on all sorts of things. And that's kind of happens here in the film, but on the basketball court as well as in a barbershop where they kind of get the team back together. If only Samuel Jackson was here to get that team back together. It would have happened in like 10 minutes. But yeah, it's a fun movie. That's kind of like the gist of the overall feel of the film. But, you know, when you see the ads and stuff, you're just like, oh, man, this is going to be terrible. Is it like Tyler Perry? And you're like, no, it's not. It's not Tyler Perry at all. It's actually pretty good. Meaning, when you watch, you're like, okay, I've seen this before, but it kind of like pulls the heartstrings in a few areas, and such as like the basketball players playing older people. The movie actually shows kind of like them getting older and not being able to do what they used to do, instead of like showing old people just be badasses like grandmama in those commercials all those years ago. So, yeah, Uncle Drew, pretty good. I actually enjoyed it. I didn't think I would, but I did. And it actually has a pretty good rating on Rotten Tomatoes. It made more than double its budget. Pretty good, I would say. But let's move on to the video aspect, the 4K video aspect, which is actually really good. I wouldn't say that there's like a ton of like overall sweeping scenes here, but the film, you know, of course, was shot in 4K and with a 2160p transfer in 1.851 aspect ratio. It does have Dolby Vision, which enhances those colors. Excuse me. But yeah, it looks great. Colors are, you know, bright and vibrant in the outside of the city. You get lots of greens and oranges and reds and browns and the greens and the trees of the city and the brown buildings. They really look well and contrast well with each other. As you would think from all the posters, there's like a lot of orange in the film. There's really not. Not a whole lot of orange, but it looks good. And the Dolby Vision really adds that dynamic range of different variations of colors and shadows and black levels, which I'm very excited about. Detail is enhanced even from the 1080p Blu-ray version. You'll see maybe almost to a detriment, like because the makeup is not very good, like with the old people makeup. So you'll definitely see latex and everything, and it doesn't look very good in 4K as far as like, I mean, you'll be able to tell the actual makeup where, you know, in maybe other movies like, oh, it's kind of seamless. It's not here. But that's the price you pay for 4K. You'll see everything. But facial pores, goatees, individual gray hairs, kind of wrinkles, you'll be able to see very clearly here. It is actually very good. Black levels are deep and inky. Skin tones are very natural throughout. Looks really good. It's a very nice presentation. It's not, I'm going to say it's a good upgrade from 1080p. Not completely like huge leaps and bounds, but you'll notice a difference, of course. And then there's some flashback scenes where it's got a lot of grain, and they handle that very well to show like the grainier footage from the old days. And then it goes into a very pristine digital look. So yeah, I would say a very good video presentation. And then there is the audio portion of the film, which is a Dolby Atmos quality, and holy shit, it is amazing. It is so good. I mean, it's not an action movie per se, like with explosions and shit, but it does well with like the height speakers and surround abilities for sure. you know, playing basketball game on a court with people all around you, it completely immerses you in that, in the center of the court. Like, you'll hear people cheering and yelling and booing all around. You'll hear the ambient sounds of the city going on. I mean, it's damn, damn good. It's and even stuff from the overhead speakers sounds great with either, like, raindrops or people yelling from up top. It sounds good. I was impressed. And every dribble of the basketball has that bass sound and bounce. Damn good, damn good. Dialogue is clean and clear, of course. I would say the score always adds to, like, the heartwarmingness and thrilling gameplay to the film. I was actually pretty impressed. This is a really good audio track for this type of movie. So absolutely, Dolby Atmos, the way to go. What else do we have? We have the bonus features, which does come with some bonus features here. We have an enhanced audio commentary with the director Charles Stone III. So yeah, there are a few things to be seen here. Did I say seen? I meant heard here. The director gives a wonderful commentary that talks about the making of the film, working with all the basketball players, all, like, the heartwarming moments and stuff like that, and how the story came about. It's actually a pretty good commentary. And then there's several different things at the very end of the movie where they add several minutes for the commentary, which are pretty cool. Enhanced status. There's a couple really cool things they do with Enhanced. I hope more movies do this. You should watch it. There's also a Dear Drew animated short, 4 minutes long, and it's a kind of like a cartoon short of Uncle Drew. Another bonus feature, which is about 11 minutes long, called Who is Uncle Drew? The Making of a Basketball Icon. And this talks about, like, the history of the character, how it came up, the Pepsi commercial stuff that goes into all of that. There's a 4-minute extra called Young Bloods of Comedy. And it kind of focuses on kind of like the comedic actors in the film. Then there's a 3-minute extra called Bucket Seats and Boom Boom Rooms, Uncle Drew's Van. And this is a look at the big van that they kind of take across country to pick up the friends, his old friends, to recreate the team. And it's kind of like a Scooby-Doo van in a way, you know, like they go and they talk about how they made it and stuff like that. There's 11 minutes of deleted scenes, all of which are worth your while. And then there's a 3-minute theatrical trailer. So yeah, that is actually a pretty good, decent amount of stuff. Uncle Drew, I mean, I would recommend this for people. I mean, it's surprisingly decent and heartwarming. I did not expect it, and I think you'll like it. The video 4K is excellent. It comes with a Blu-ray, comes with a digital copy. The audio Dolby Atmos is holy shit good for this type of movie, and there's some really good extras, including that enhanced commentary, which is pretty cool. So yeah, I'd recommend Uncle Drew on 4K. Absolutely.